I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, presented by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the area. Because it works, visit EMP180.com and get empowered. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cake Sawville, Eric Bickle, Jason Bishop. And joining us right now on the Mattress Warehouse Hotline is the head coach of the Washington Capitals, Todd Reirden. Morning, coach.
Morning, guys.
We posed a question to Caps fans earlier on the show, and we were just wondering, should we be worried about this Caps team? You guys have lost three in a row. It's a bit of a slump.
Well, it's longer than that, right? What is it, like 6 of 9, something like that?
Five of eight, I believe. I'm just going with the immediate. They've lost three in a row, five of eight. Haven't been playing as well. The power play has struggled. Should we start to get a little worried?
You know, I think we're going through a rough patch in our season right now and, you know, having some troubles in a few different areas. And, you know, obviously we've won a lot of games earlier on, and I think in all reality, it's going to happen at some point, and it's just unfortunate that we're going through it right now.
Coach, the headline from RussianMachineNeverBreaks.com, a popular Caps blog, was Predators beat Caps 7-2 in a game so bad you don't really need to read this recap. Do you kind of agree with that headline? Talk about, you know, there were weird circumstances with last night's game. Quick turnaround. You had to go play in Nashville coming off a home game. Talk about how things unfolded last night, getting in the hole early, and Caps just could never recover.
Yeah, it was a much different situation than we've gone through this year, and it was not really schedule wise. Yes, that's happened, and that's difficult to go on the road and against a team that's fresh. But we've actually, you know, at one point earlier in the year, we had done something we hadn't done in 26 years, which is winning three of those back-to-backs in a row. And so that's been kind of a strength of ours, has been able to improve in that spot. But last night was a little bit different in regard to the fact that we were planning on playing Braden Holtby going into the game into just a few hours before, and then ended up having to take him out of the game and go with Phoenix Copley for basically what came down to like three in his last four, which is difficult for a goaltender in this league, and, you know, him playing back-to-backs. And unfortunately, we didn't give him a ton of support, and no matter what, we weren't taking him out. So it was a little bit of a unique situation in that regard, and one that I hadn't had to deal with before. So that was a learning spot for sure for our team and for myself, in regard to the fact that regardless of what happened, we weren't taking them out, so there was no chance to change momentum. We things didn't go our way, and we stuck with them, and our team battled right till the end. That's the one thing I will say about that game, is so we're standing up for each other. There's fights at the end of the game, there's power plays where we're laying down and blocking shot after shot. You know, we're committed and still never stop trying to play for that goaltender until the end of the day, even though we knew we weren't going to win the game by the end.
Coach Reirden, going back a few games, were you surprised at all that Holtby had to come out of the Columbus game with a stick to the eye? I personally get lulled into a false sense of security with goalies, with all the padding and protection, unless they get run over by, you know, a guy crashing the net. But when the stick blade sneaks through the mask like it did from Atkinson and pokes him in the eye, he's got to come out of the game.
Yeah, that's you don't see that one very often, that's for certain. And you know, you don't expect that to happen. You know, you have a different plan in place for all your players, and, you know, where you're at salary cap wise and situations, you know, so that, you know, when injuries do happen, you have players readily available. But it's a whole different a whole different sequence and scenario when you're dealing with your goaltender. So, yes, that was a unique injury as well. And then, you know, it ultimately comes down to that, you know, he is so important to us that we're not going to put him in a situation unless he's 100%. So that's what we've been dealing with here, and that added on to a little bit of the adversity last night, and certainly not a game that we're proud of. It's on how we play. None of that. Don't take what I'm saying wrong. And once the game is out of reach, there can be a little bit of a drop off in the commitment. And I'll tell you, it never stopped for our players in terms of the physical play, in terms of blocking shots. You know, you got guys getting in fights and scrums and showing that, you know, we're not quitting until the very, very end. And that was a part that impressed me out of the game, and obviously something, one of the few positives I can take from it.
Coach, are you guys just maybe a little bit more banged up than we realize? Just, and also, you know, in a combination of that, just sort of tired at this point in the season?
You know, I just think it's been, you know, from the start of the season till obviously coming up on All-Star break here, we're still looking for that first game of having our full lineup in there. You know, that we've kind of projected, and then we've gone through quite a few different things, whether it's suspensions or, you know, injuries you know, when you start dealing with some of the type of injuries that go on, they take a little longer to sometimes get you back up to full speed, and, you know, but that's part of the game. So we've done a good job, and, you know, obviously, you know, tied atop the Metro with Columbus right now. And, you know, it's been a hard battle to get there. You know, expected it to be a little bit of a, you know, in the research I had done, that there would be a little bit of a drop off at different times after, you know, the Stanley Cup run last year and the successes we had. But I didn't expect it to come through injury and through suspension and through having to use guys maybe a little bit more than you should, or some players that you didn't expect to have to use at all. So it's been a good situation where our team has been able to get a look at some different players in our organization and put different players in different spots. And, you know, you got to take the positive from what we've gone through. And I think that in the long run, it'll help us get back to where we want to be and playing our best hockey, hopefully at the end of the year here.
Coach Reardon, you appeared in 183 career NHL games, so I know that you were super impressed by the milestone that Brooks Orpik hit a few nights ago, appearing in his 1,000th NHL career game. Talk about the commitment it takes for him and any other player to get to that level where they reach 1,000 career games in the NHL.
Yeah, that's an amazing accomplishment. And, you know, I, as a coach, and especially, you know, in my prior coaching, you know, even starting off in the American Hockey League, probably one of the best days you see for a player and most fun you have as a coach is when you tell a player he's getting ready to go up to play his very first NHL game. And then to think, so that's a really unique, you know, how hard those players sacrifice to just get one game, and the commitment that their families have made and they've made, and they finally, you know, become one of 550 or whatever the number is of players that are in the NHL. They've accomplished their dream. And then now to take it times 1,000 is an awesome thing to be a part of. And certainly with Brooks is a guy that I've spent well over half of those with him. It's been, was you know, that was something that was important to be a part of for me. And it meant a lot just knowing how he does it, the leadership that he's been able to bring to our organization here in Washington, and the way he was able to help change our culture. He and I had a vision going into this situation. Obviously, we worked together in Pittsburgh, and you know, was able to watch him win a Stanley Cup there as well, and go through some of the things that he could do there and watch it firsthand and work with him, and know the difference that he can make not only in your locker room but helping young players develop. And he's a unique player in that regard. So, and then just to feel really strongly about bringing him here to be a part of what we were going to do in Washington and watch it transform, and us ultimately raise that cup over our heads last year as an organization was awesome, and he had a big part in it. So it was a special time in the 1,000 games. Looking forward to celebrating that in front of with all the fans here coming up on later this week.
Coach, I know you only concentrate on the next game on the schedule, but I have the luxury of looking down the road, and I love to put in my Google search bar if the NHL playoffs started today, like way too early. But if they started today, your opponent would be your next actual opponent, the New York Islanders, and Barry Trotz is coming to town. Emotions are going to be running high through that game. So talk about, you know, Barry Trotz's return, and talk about your next opponent. And if you eventually meet them in the playoffs, what you're going to be facing.
Yes. You know, it's obviously know those situations, and I'm aware of them. I don't get too caught up into who exactly the specific opponent's going to be in yet. You know, so usually after, you know, game 55, game 60, you start to look and you start to figure out some more probable opponents. But I'm well aware of who the possibilities are, and you spend a little bit more time watching them and getting prepared for them. And, you know, so that lines us up with the Islanders here, you know, in the next few days. And that's something it's important for us to rebound. And we know that they're a team that's played well and they play hard. And, you know, we're very familiar with the system that they're playing. You know, it's somewhere where we were able to have success last year and last time we played them in their building, and they'll be definitely fired up for sure. I know as well they should. There'll be a video tribute for Coach Trotz, you know, during the game, and very well deserved. Obviously, you know, you can't say enough about Barry and the impact that he had, obviously, as the head coach. And you know, I wouldn't be here in this organization if it wasn't for Barry. So I have a ton of respect for him. And but that being said, we really like to use that as a time to respond to our little rough patch here and make sure that we're ready to finish the last four games the right way here before the All-Star break. So it's an important game for us.
Talking to Coach Todd Reirden, head coach of the Washington Capitals, who do remain atop the Metro Division. Interesting that you say you're familiar with their system. Have teams adjusted to your system? Are you seeing teams approach you differently now?
You know, I think that it's one thing I have found through my years of playing and coaching is that it's very much a copycat league in the National Hockey League. So in the summers when the coaches, players go off to, you know, summer houses and those type of things. Coaches, they go and look at what worked and why did that team win, and only one team can win. What were they doing that was so good, and how is that such a successful system? So we've seen, you know, more teams do some of the stuff that we do in different areas of the ice, and you know, I think a lot more teams spent time studying our system this summer than they ever have. You know, I know that's definitely a process that many organizations and coaches go through, is if you're going to study somebody, you want to study somebody who just won doing something. So, you know, that's something that we've made, you know, some slight adjustments. For the most part, it's come down to the execution by us within our system and doing things better than others has been the difference maker for us. And at this point, you know, in this rough patch here, we haven't been as sharp in those areas and as good with our details of the game and that define us and you know, push us over the hump. So it's not so much what teams are doing to us, but more the fact that we have not been on top of our game. And you know, when we are, we're a difficult team to beat, and that's something we're working for here these last four games, and we'll be talking about tomorrow as a group.
Coach, now this might be a dumb question. Don't kill me if it is, all right, because this is from a listener, all right?
There's no such thing as a dumb question.
He wants me to ask you if you thought about putting Willie in front of the net on the power play like you did with Joel Ward and Justin Williams back in the day because of the size and skills. Now, that could be a stupid question, but I told him I'd ask you.
I like it. I like it. I'm certainly, we've been looking at all different options of how to improve our power play. I hope that the goal we scored last night was a little bit more of what our power play has looked like in the past, and the way we were moving the puck around, and the sharpness we were moving the puck, and like I said, we had that. We hit a post on another one. I think it seems to be trending in the right direction. So with some of the stuff we did last night and the prior game, with shooting the puck and getting opportunities that way. So, but that is something to look at for sure, is his ability to be at the net front as a constant. And he would be the best guy at it, no doubt about it. So that listener is well informed and watches a lot of hockey. So he's a guy that I can't get on the ice enough right now, Tom Wilson. With how he's playing this year has been phenomenal. His compete level, his skill level, the number of goals he's scoring. I mean, this is such an improved player, and that we've got to find different ways to get him on the ice. We had never really used him on the power play. We've used him on our second unit, and and his penalty killing numbers have climbed, and then obviously his goal scoring and ability to create offense is headed for a career high as well, in goals per game and points per game. So lots of good things about number 43, and then I love what he does last night to try to get our team going, and that's something that with the fight and with hits and stirring things up to try to get our team going and try to change momentum, because we weren't able to change it any other way other than that, and he was the first one to step up and do that. So it was lots of good things to talk about with Tom Wilson.
Coach Reardon, thanks as always. Best of luck against the Islanders. Get those 2 points, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me on.
Yep. All right, okay.
Man, what a good guy.
He is a good dude, because there are some people, after they got boat raced like they did in Nashville, that might have just said, you know what, not going to do that interview.
Yeah,
not really up to talking, but, I mean, he steps to the mic every time. So props to him.
Definitely had college hoops coaches do that sort of thing all the time.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We're just like the good guy show today.
He's a stand-up guy.
With John Allen.
Yep.
We had Reardon. I guess we throw Rick Snyder in there.
Of course you throw Rick in there.
It's not Rick.
No, been an awesome show. Great guys. Three great guys. Three great guests.
In a funk. You know what? I love Barry Trotz. I hope they build a statue of him. I hope they pummel the Islanders on Friday.
Of course.
6-1. Just boat race city. I hope that happens.
All right, we'll come back with more. Keep it here on the Junkies.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. And we've been giving away these memberships throughout the show. Let me give away another one-month membership to the Fitness Equation right now at 800-636-1067. 10th caller. You'll get that membership to Fitness Equation. They're opening at South Riding February 1st. Stop by during preview week coming up January 27th through 31st. And you can see all the Fitness Equation has to offer and your family. Like the Ninja Warrior course, the kids' gym. It's courtesy of the Fitness Equation. Get more details at fandc.com/contest. You know, with the AFC and NFC championship game coming up, I was thinking about this. We spent a couple shows kind of talking about Philip Rivers and whether he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame, based
on. Which, by the way, is all premature. Let's let him finish his career.
Yeah, but, you know, so as of now, he hasn't had, you know, postseason success.
Right.
And once again, he bowed out. And I was thinking about it, like, Andy Reid's another one of those guys where he has taken the team to the Super Bowl, but he's never won a Super Bowl. He's only been to one Super Bowl, been to a ton of championship games. This is another championship game. Like, I don't know what he has. I think he was with the Eagles maybe five times. Is this the first time with the Chiefs? So he's got, I think, a minimum.
In terms of a championship game?
A minimum six times as a head coach, he's taken his team to a championship game. Now, he's only won one of them. If he loses this one and he's 1-5, do you see him as a Hall of Fame coach? Like, he's probably, if you take Belichick out of there, he's probably the best coach. Like, the resume is probably the best of any coach out there, right? Maybe you could argue Pete Carroll. But Pete Carroll hasn't been in the NFL as long.
Right.
But he does have a Super Bowl win. Yeah. He's had two Super Bowl trips.
But just the longevity is impressive.
So you might take Pete Carroll over Andy Reid in terms of the resume. But is he a Hall of Fame coach? Andy Reid?
I mean, he's going to have 240 wins when he finally retires.
He might be, and he goes
to the playoffs pretty much every year.
Yeah, but he might be like a Marty Schottenheimer, just not good enough because he's not doing it in the clutch.
He's been to the playoffs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and another. He's been in the playoffs about 15 times in, 19 years? He's only missed the playoffs 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Okay, but 15 times and only
that.
Once you've been to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, that's been the knock on him. His teams can't get over the hump in the playoffs.
He should get a boost for pawning off his old, used-up quarterbacks on the Redskins. That's what he should be the final push for Andy Reid into the Hall of Fame.
But like you said, he did go to the championship game four consecutive years when he was with Philly.
Cakes, I think you have the most liberal policy of putting people into the Hall of Fame. Does Andy Reid make your Hall of Fame?
He's been to a Super Bowl. Lost a Super Bowl. Where does he rank on the all-time wins list?
Okay, but now you're...
It's a bit of a compiler.
Compiler, like
I don't. I tend to not like compilers, and I kind of throw Philip Rivers in that category.
Well, he's got to be in the top 10.
Who are we talking about here? Are we back
Andy
to
Reid.
Andy Reid? Well, Bud Grant. Did Bud Grant ever win? He won the NFL championship.
That doesn't count.
Bud Grant's in. Marv Levy never won a Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, but he went to four consecutive.
Okay.
To me, he's 1-15 at even getting his team to the Super Bowl. To get to the Super Bowl, particularly when you have a bye, we're seeing this with the Patriots. It's two wins. Two wins, you're in the Super Bowl if you have a bye.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
He doesn't do it.
He doesn't do it. You're right. But again, career not over. What if he does it this year? What if he beats New England and gets to a Super Bowl?
Changes everything.
Even if he loses to Brees or Goff.
I think that changes. If you get to the Super Bowl twice and you have everything else that he's compiled, then I would say Super Bowl winner. But
how many wins does he have?
Deep down, do you think he wins?
Almost 200, right? He's got 195 wins.
I feel like he has the better team. He's got more talent. He's got the MVP. But look what Bill Belichick just did to the Chargers. I felt like the Chargers had more talent.
Yeah, but there's...
And everybody said the Chargers had more talent.
Okay, but obviously we didn't know anything, right? We discounted the fact that Tom Brady is so good at home in the playoffs. Why did we do that? We were stupid. I'm not sure I'm going to bet against him in this game either.
Yeah, but you would bet against Andy Reid then.
It's a coin flip of a game for me. I think the weather is going to be a major, major factor. Maybe even more for Mahomes than it will be for Brady.
Phone number is 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in. Is that just because Brady has the experience? Because you would think that Mahomes has the stronger arm.
Of course.
So if there's that Arctic blast,
well, you Mahomes don't think experience, should be able to cut you don't think it. Experience matters?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I'm just saying you seem to be
valuing. I mean, you're talking about the greatest of all time.
If it's only on experience, you'd pick him every single time. Right. Most people do.
I'm just saying, when he's talking about the weather being a factor, experience dealing with the weather, because just arm strength alone, Mahomes probably has the edge on Tom Brady.
For sure he does.
Sure, but, I mean, is he a better quarterback than Tom Brady?
No.
On this stage? That's what we don't know. And it's not like Mahomes played in frigid weather his entire – he's from Texas.
I understand that. I think maybe last week's game might have been the first one that he started in freezing temperatures.
I think now he looked pretty good, and it was cold last week, but this is going to be a whole different animal.
I don't know. I'm going to pick the Chiefs.
You are?
Yeah.
I picked the Chiefs just like I picked the Chargers, but
really
part of it is I'm just hopeful. I'm sick of the Brady and the Super Bowl bit.
You do that every time, though.
Right. I know. You're not supposed to do that. It's the heart over the head.
Right.
So it's terrible.
I'm sick of it, too, but, man, they just get there every single freaking year.
I just feel like they played so well last week, there could be a little bit of a letdown. You know, like they were the underdog, or in a sense.
But to me, it's hard to figure out how important the coach is. And I think all of us agree talent is greater than coaching or the more important factor. But it's like Belichick just coached circles around Anthony Lynn and the Chargers in terms of game planning.
Yeah.
Like he saw what they did against the Ravens and he said, okay, we're just going to run it right down your throat.
But what's Anthony
we're gonna
Lynn
mix
doing?
It up.
I can't believe that the Chargers
and they
didn't
stuck
adjust
to that stupid zone.
James White has 9 catches with no rushing attempts. At some point, you're not going to give some extra coverage to James White?
No.
You're going to allow him to have 15 catches?
And Edelman had another 9.
I'm surprised at how bad they played defensively because they were pretty damn good during the regular season. Andy Reid, by the way, ranks 8th all-time in wins.
Yeah, but isn't Dan Reeves not in the Hall of Fame? He's way up there, and he went to 4
is,
Super
is
Bowls.
Is Dan not in there?
I don't think he's in.
You sure about that?
You know, it's really hard.
I think
he's got more than Dan Reeves.
It's really hard to find a list. I found a list, but it's back from 2005. It's hard to find a list that's updated of coaches that are in the Hall of Fame right now.
Let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. As we look ahead to the AFC Championship, what do you expect? And if Andy Reid and the Chiefs don't win this game, they're the 1 seed. What do you think of Andy Reid's potential Hall of Fame?
Dan Reeves, according to Wiki, in the Denver Broncos Ring of Fame.
That's
much
it.
Different than the, much different than the Hall of Fame. Much different.
Mm. And did he coach him to 4 Super Bowls or 3?
He went to 1 with the Falcons.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Let's go to Mike in Fairfax. Mike, what's up?
I'm surprised by that.
Not much, boys. When I think of Andy Reid, I think of Bill Cowher. And, you know, very, very similar resumes. They each win, you know, they each won about 10 or 11 games a season. They each got into the playoffs, seemed like every single year. And then every single year in the playoffs, they were outcoached and outclassed by better coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that in the regular season, talent wins. In the postseason, coaching wins. And I think that's why Belichick is always in it. You know, I mean, he's clearly the best coach in NFL history. I don't think anybody would argue that. And for those reasons, I can't put, even as a Steelers fan, Bill Cowher in the Hall of Fame. Therefore, I cannot put Andy Reid in the Hall of Fame. And those are, if you look at them, they're very similar.
But Belichick had Tom Brady. All right. Reid had Donovan McNabb and Alex Smith and now Mahomes. All right. Big difference.
Did Dungy end up winning a Super Bowl?
Yes.
He did.
Mm-hmm. With the Colts.
So you got, when you look at sort of like our lifetime, I mean, you could count John Madden, but we were younger when he was coaching. But there aren't that many coaches that are in the Hall of Fame. You know, it's not like you've got Dungy, you got Gibbs, you got Landry, Marv Levy. I'm just doing sort of the our lifetime coaches. Chuck Knoll, Parcells, Shula, Bill Walsh.
Almost all of those guys have multiple Super Bowls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wins.
Yeah, that's just a different
like
level.
Like Andy Reid, he feels like, I think Marty Schottenheimer was a really good coach. And he won a ton of games.
Yeah.
But just never, for whatever reason, not necessarily his fault, a fumble here, there, whatever, didn't win a Super Bowl.
Based on who's in there right now.
He feels like Marty Schottenheimer.
Based on who's in the Hall of Fame right now, he would be, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Not a Hall of Famer.
And that said, of the...
he's not great.
So you basically have to win a Super Bowl to get in the Hall of Fame as a coach.
Or get to 4 straight, like Marv Levy.
Or have won
like an NFL championship.
Would Dungy have gotten in if he didn't win a Super Bowl?
Probably not.
I don't know. I just think 200 wins, 200 plus wins, going to the playoffs that many years. He's won 9 divisions.
Well, go. It's hard to keep him out. Who are the guys that have more wins that aren't in the Hall of Fame?
Well, Belichick will be there, but okay. Schottenheimer's the only one.
Right.
So if that's the criteria, you got to win a Super Bowl, then, yeah, you're going to keep him out. But, man, he's had a really damn good career.
You know what? Truth be told, I think, like, I kind of feel like the Patriots are going to win this thing.
You do?
Yeah, just because Big Chip, Brady's got the big chip on his shoulder that everybody thinks we suck.
I feel like they had that last week.
Yeah, but I think it's a carrier. Everybody thinks we suck. They already beat the Chiefs. They already beat them. Now, I understand that was at home.
I think it's going to be hard to beat them twice in a row. That's why I'm going with the Chiefs.
But just the way that they game planned against the Chargers.
I know I'll be rooting for the Chiefs, but I'm not sure that's
going to happen. Against the Chargers, they went with that, you know, and Tony Romo kept talking about it, that cover zero defense. Like, they bring out the tricks.
I'm team old guy. I'm kind of rooting for Brady and Breeze. I'm kind of rooting for the old guys.
Yeah.
Who cares about the young guys? I don't care about Jared Goff. Well, yeah, I don't even care about Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, but you just said you think the Chiefs are going to win.
I do, but that's not.
So you're not rooting for Mahomes?
I think they're going to win. Yeah. But I'm rooting for the old guys. I'm an old guy. I root for the old guys.
Well, then you should be rooting for Belichick. Isn't he older than Andy Reid?
Yeah, well, I don't
goes
like
along
him.
With Brady.
Yeah, I'm talking about the quarterbacks. Players. I'm going with the quarterbacks.
No one can root for Belichick.
In relation, you're kind of rooting for Belichick.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like Belichick, but I don't even like Brady, but I'm rooting for the old
guys. I'm rooting for Mahomes and Brees.
Yeah. You're rooting for years on the planet.
Yeah, but to bring up Belichick, it's not like he has any affection for any of the coaches. It's not like he loves Andy Reid.
For any of them. Maybe McVay, just because he was local and everybody likes him. He's tagging a hottie. Yeah. Isn't Peyton, like, he's into pills and everything? Wasn't that the rumor?
I don't know.
I think that was the rumor.
All I know is when he brought in the stacks of cash, it was $1 bill, bricks of $1 bills.
That's why it was so big.
He wanted to make it look bigger. That's hurting.
I should do that anytime I go to the
bricks
bank.
Bricks of ones?
You should do that, Jason. Rent. You go to the bank all the time. Just tell me you want your money back in ones.
Right.
So you can wheelbarrow it out of the bank.
It's the money version of the optical illusion.
Right.
Exactly.
Guys got all horny for the stacks. They're ones.
All right. What happened to Game Show Wednesday? Next segment?
It's coming up.
Yeah, we'll do that next.
Oh, I thought we were going to do it this segment. All right. I was all ready for the game.
You were acting your veggie chips.
Yes, slice for my veggie chips. A lot of
Are you organizing the game?
No.
Veggie
no.
chips? How much does that cost here?
$1.29 or something?
That's not bad. I bought a Be Kind bar. I think it was like close to $3.
Oh, yeah.
It was definitely over $2.
Hey, they have to have a profit margin. They're running a business. You think that's a charity out there?
How much do your Cheerios cost when you get them here?
I think it's like $1.60 or $1.70.
Really? Yeah.
Not bad, though. Heart healthy Cheerios, allegedly.
Yeah, but I like the Honey Nut. They're loaded with sugar.
Yeah, a lot of sugar.
Because they taste better. Duh. They're covered in
that's
sugar.
That's why I just bring the fruit to the studio. Save
you know
all
what?
That
You're
money
a low
over there.
Key good eater, though.
Yeah. Save low all key, that money over
you do
there.
You save a lot of money.
Over at the store.
You eat healthy. You're into turkey. You're a healthy guy.
Turkey.
You're a healthy guy. People don't realize that.
Why
except for the drinking.
That?
Drinking exactly. is poisoning your liver.
Yeah, the vodka.
Cookie.
You got to cut corners elsewhere.
Well, we all do that.
Yeah, well, that's true.
All right, coming up next, we will give you a chance to win a $75 gift card to Dunkin' Donuts with the morning matchup here on a Game Show Wednesday. You can call in now at 800-636-1067.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington. If you have your Junkies calendar out, Saturday you can join me at Gold's Gym in Chantilly. It's in the Chantilly Plaza. They have their winter warm-up. Check out Gold's Gym from noon till 2 in Chantilly.
Work your deltoids with JP from noon to 2.
There you go. Then on Sunday you can join me, Cakes, and Bish Bucks at the one and only sportsbook at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. We're going to be there officially from 1 to 3, doing a little Q&A, placing some wagers, having a good time before the championship games.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are the vets there. This is my first journey to the sports book at Hollywood Casino. How close is the bar? Is there a bar inside the sports book?
Yes.
Right around the corner?
They had one set up right on the side.
Of course beautiful. They want you boozing when
that's
you're gambling.
Beautiful
but
place.
There's a bar that's not too far away.
It's a great setup.
There's a smaller bar. Now, they may have hooked it up a little bit more and built a bigger one. But there was a small one in the sports book, but there's a big one that's, you know, 50 yards away.
Very good. I haven't been back since they opened up the new, I don't think they call it the food court there.
Yeah, there's a name for it.
They have a foofier name for it?
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, same thing at MGM National Harbor.
Sure.
It's not a food court.
It's the National Market.
See?
And at, I believe at Montgomery Mall, it's not the food court. It is the dining terrace.
Yeah, so everybody's trying to upgrade. That's a more traditional one, the one at MGM and the one that they were in the process of opening up when Jason and I were there together at Hollywood Casino. It's like a classier one.
Yes. You know what I mean? I understand. I get it.
A little more open. A little more
upscale.
All right, so the boys back behind the glass in the production studio.
Yes.
They said, we were trying to come up with a game show to give away the Dunkin' Donuts gift card. And they said, why don't you guys do a redemption Who Am I?
Which is?
Well, apparently they believe that Cakes ruined the game when we played it yesterday. Because
he didn't ruin it.
It was the second clue.
Those are the rules.
And it was Denzel
and he thought
Washington,
of the most popular black actor in the history of all time.
Just a simpleton.
I went to my default. But this my default silly black actor is Denzel.
This is the problem. This is the problem with coming up with any game show on the show.
I know.
It's either too hard or too easy.
There's no common ground.
It's almost
There's
always
no
Joan
in between.
DePaul.
I thought Drabby came up with another game that he liked. That he got off some TV show.
Yeah, I think we're
going
to maybe debut that tomorrow. It's basically right. we used to do.
What's the new game?
It's a spinoff. It's slightly different. We used to do Zippy Dollar Pyramid.
Yeah.
On this show, and it's basically that.
It's just rebranded. Yeah. It's the same game, slightly rebranded right. and repurposed for 2019.
But we'll get to that tomorrow. So we're going to do. Who Am I? The Redemption Tour.
Redemption Who Am I?
Very Punch good. Up three contestants.
Hey, that counts as a brand new game. I would think.
I gotta play against two other people.
All right, let's go to Teresa. Hey, Teresa, how are you? Get all your help there.
I'm good.
I see you getting
I'm good.
Your help.
How are you?
Oh, good. All right, hold on. Let me put her on lock.
Morning.
Let's go to...
She's in Jonathan Allen's car.
Let's go to Joe in Fairfax. Hey, Joe.
Good morning, junkies.
All right.
Hello.
Good morning, buddy. And let's go to Nate in Fredericksburg. Hey, Nate.
Hey, what's up, Doug?
Hey, buddy.
All right, same deal as always. We give you clues. If you know the answer, say your name. You get a guess. If you miss, you're out of the contest, all right?
All right.
Jason,
a lot of pressure. Pressure.
Oh, look at that. It lands on Bish Bucks. All right, first clue, people.
Let me write this down so I don't botch it.
I am a current NFL player, and I have met the junkies face-to-face.
What? That narrows down.
Man, that's really... I don't know.
Well, dude, we have 4 minutes to play. What do you think? We got the whole segment?
All right.
Met the junkies face-to-face.
Current NFL player.
All right. I can't even think of one.
I don't know that I can think of one.
Well,
okay.
I hope it lands on Bish Bucks again.
Please land on me next.
Oh, I can
start
think of
racking
one.
Your brain.
Please land on me next.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's Drabby.
Drabby doesn't even know.
Drabber in the cross.
Drabby
I'm punching out. I'd have no idea.
Oh, so clueless.
All right, respin. He's clueless.
You got to go to one of these two guys. I can't think of one.
Oh,
thinking.
Come on. Oh, come on, dude.
Ah, oh, come on. You could probably admit a handful.
All right, Cakes. It landed on you. You wanted it to land on you.
This is so easy.
Oh, okay, I got one.
I'm a quarterback.
All right.
It's not who I was thinking
no
of.
No guesses?
So I know who you're talking about.
Mine's different than yours, I bet.
It might be.
Nobody has a guess. Let's spin
Current
the wheel.
Quarterback.
Look who it is. It's Bickle.
I can't think of a quarterback that's currently playing that we're.
Oh, come on.
Oh, that's
that
true.
That we've met face to face.
That's true. Okay, we
that's
did
meet
him.
That's the one guy I'm thinking of.
We met him his rookie year.
Right.
Yes. But we
did. That's who you were thinking of,
right? It checks the boxes for the game.
It does check all the boxes.
I can't believe you're I can't believe you're sleeping on the one that I thought of, but go ahead.
All right. I'm praying that I can come back and play again.
Colt McCoy.
Hold on.
Teresa,
who'd you say? Teresa.
She guessed Colt
McCoy. I said Colt McCoy.
No, some of us have met him individually, but not as collectively.
You're out of the contest, Teresa. That leaves Joe and Nate. Joe or Nate, do you have a guess? Oh, Nate dropped off. So Joe.
Do you know who it is?
Joe. I never heard this interview, but could it be Alex Smith?
It is Alex Smith.
And we didn't interview him. We met him on the streets of Miami, I think it
Joe,
was.
Joe, you're a big winner. We were in Miami.
You get a
$75 gift card to Dunkin'. Show your hashtag all caps pride on Twitter. Now through January 31st for your chance to win champion-worthy prizes. Visit at DC Dunkin' on Twitter for more info on how to enter, courtesy of DC Duncan, your details at thefandc.com/contest.
I can't believe you guys didn't think about this.
I was in a box.
What
I thought, like, in
studio. Have we met?
Who else would it be?
That person.
Oh, we met Drew Brees. That's true.
Okay.
We met him at the NFLPA office.
We did meet him face to face.
He's dreamy.
I thought, handsome.
I thought you guys were going to be lockstep on
that. Yeah,
I
just don't think about
stuff. I don't really remember that.
That was during, wasn't that during, like, the tsunami, too?
The lockout.
The day the tsunami hit Japan.
We did our show from the NFLPA.
We've done so many shows and met so many people. It's hard to remember.
Somebody sent me
But actually, we generally just stay here because I was just kind of going through the Redskins roster. I was like, well, when would I meet him?
We like the friendly confines.
Look at this video right here. This is a video. Somebody sent this to me yesterday of JP and I think Cakes is there. And we're talking to, we have Schwartzy on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about all the tail Schwartzy used to get.
Yeah.
Or probably still gets.
Yeah.
Where was that? I don't recognize any of that.
I believe that's Fairfax.
Is that Fairfax? Before the studio
was probably the old
done.
Studio that we did in Fairfax.
And then there's like graphics. What is that, from WatchTheJunkies.com? Did we actually have graphics on WatchTheJunkies.com?
I don't know. Or did Schwartzy produce the video? Because it would probably look better than that, because I know he's really good.
No, it would have looked way better if Schwartzy.
No,
that's a grainy number.
Yeah.
Send that to me. I'll put it up at Junks Radio because people will probably be
what, can identify where was that?
Yeah, see old school.
Where in the world were the Junks?
All right, we got to get out of here. For Bish, Cake, CB, I'm JP. We'll see you tomorrow. Grand
Be
Danny.
Safe, everybody.
Boom. Coming up next, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.